T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The third day of deliberations in the trial of Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman.
Let's go right now to CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning from the courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Were there any indications Friday as to which way the jury might be leaning?
There were no indications Friday, Wayne, and the last indication we got from the jury as to which direction it was heading was on Thursday, which was the first day of jury deliberations, when the jury returned a note that asked about the intricacies of the banking law that Manafort, one of the laws Manafort is accused of violating. And they also asked the fundamental question about reasonable doubt, asking for a redefinition from the judge after he had already delivered instructions about it. But that was Thursday, day one of deliberations. Then you had day two of deliberations on Friday, no notes from the jury. Day three begins at 9:30 this morning, and there's really no way to know what's going on inside that jury room, how close jurors are to reaching a unanimous verdict, if they are about to do it. On the 18 counts of bank and tax fraud, prosecutors say Manafort hid millions of dollars in overseas accounts from the IRS, and that he later lied to banks on loan applications when some of the money he was getting from Ukraine dried up.
And after this, of course, the trial to upcoming in the district in Washington, D.C., after this one's over in Virginia.
That's right. That's right, Paul. There are two cases here. The first having to do with bank and tax fraud. The second, next month, will have to do with the allegations that Paul Manafort didn't properly register as a foreign agent for the work he did for Viktor Yanukovych's Party of Regions in Ukraine before Yanukovych's ouster in 2014. The president on Friday had remarks upon leaving for Long Island when he said that it was a very sad thing for the country that Paul Manafort is facing these charges. The president was asked if he's going to pardon Manafort. He said he wouldn't talk about that, but he also said that Manafort is a very good person.
Stephen Portnoy from the courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.